So in Tulsa Central, then, were you active in a lot of activities?
Medium, I think. The days a lot. I think I was not the main.
When you say the days,
Oh, DAZE.
and what does
It
that
was
mean?
a big annual show that Central High School students put on that they sold tickets to and made some money from. It was a pretty well-received kind of, people thought it was pretty great. They thought it was more professional than high school students usually do.
So was it music? Was it acting?
It music, different little skits, all groups, like you'd be invited to be in a tap dance group, or you'd be, some speeches, not really speeches, short squib, funny things that people would do, mainly skits. Music skits, like high, tap dancers, or funny comedy skits.
So this is you were there in 1957, 58,
Let's see, I graduated in 59, yeah.
so those are the years you were there. Are there any other people that we may know publicly that were in your class at Tulsa Central?
Jim Woolsey,
Jim Woolsey.
head of the CIA for a minute.
Anybody else you might think of?
Arita, what was her name? She married David Gates, the Bread
Yep,
singer.
bread,
Yeah, he
right.
even came back to Tulsa for something one time. I mean, in my later years. Very darling girl from Central, and he was from Will Rogers.
David Gates.
David Gates. And he came to Central one time when people knew that he and Arita were going together and did part of like a student assembly thing and sang to her and stuff.
So he was known back in 59 or
Yeah.
so for his music
Yeah.
ability.
Yeah. Because that's when he wrote Joe Baby. That was a really popular song in that era. And so he came from Will Rogers to Central to sing that song to her during an assembly. And of course, we all just swooned and thought it was
And her name was Rita.
Joe Rita.
Joe Rita.
And his the song
Oh.
was Joe Baby.
Oh,
And they're
and
still married today.
so then you graduate in 1959, and then what happens?
Then I go to Sophie Newcomb in New Orleans.
Sophie Newcomb College in New Orleans. Now, why Sophie Newcomb College?
Because, and this is a Roxana thing again, Roxana and her mother, we decided, or her dad, Bela Roja, was giving a piano concert in New Orleans. And so Roxana and her mother and I decided to go down and see the concert. And we got to spend the night in the Sophie Newcomb dormitory, one of the houses or something. And I just fell in love with the whole situation. Just New Orleans, just the. Anyway, so I thought I would try to apply, and I did, and I was accepted, and went there for really, I think, just a year, and then came back to TU.
Okay, now we have to go back to Roxana because everybody knows her as Roxana Lorton. Roxana Lorton, and of course, married to Robert Lorton, the owners of the Tulsa World
Right.
at the time. You said Roxana's father?
Bela Roja
And so Roxana, her maiden name was Roxana?
was Roja, Rozsa.
Arosia,
Yeah.
okay. And so her father, again, the name,
Bela.
and he played piano?
Well, he was a concert pianist. He came from Hungary. He did lots of musical things before he came to TU. He was a professor of like advanced something, music, scores, all of that. I mean, he was a fascinating individual.
And he lived in Tulsa.
And he lived in Tulsa on Swan Lake.
Okay.
So, see, I think that's how we met, living close to each other.
Because you met Roxana then because you lived over there.
Because Roxana, my front door bell rang. We were in like the fifth grade. So I opened the door, and there was this little girl with long dark braids on roller skates. And she said, "My best friend used to live in this house, but she had to move. So now you have to be my best friend." And I said, "Okay." And all these years later, let's see, what do we figure? 75 years we've been friends, something like that.
Wow.
We still are.
How fortunate.
Isn't that the best thing ever?
That is wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah. You, when you two get together, you have a lot of fun sharing memories, don't you?
Yes, we do.